Mahalo for your company this Aloha Friday. It's really great to have this time together to look at the challenges and the successes that we share living together here, right? We'll turn now to housing. Earlier this month, the UH Economic Research Organization, UHERO, interviewed almost 300 landlords and property managers. They found out about 11,000 Hawaii families are behind in rent. There is an eviction moratorium until the end of the year, but that's just 2 months away. So here, we'll talk with Brandy Menino of Hope Services on Hawaii Island. They and five partners are managing to deploy $1 million worth of federal aid on their island every week. Jeff Gilbreth is Director of Lending and Development at Hawaii Community Lending, a statewide housing assistance program. I asked Jeff, what's the need that you see?
Oh my gosh, no, I mean, it's the need is huge. I don't even know where to begin, but what I can tell you is, doesn't matter if you're on Hawaii Island, Maui, Kauai, Oahu, Molokai, Lanai, the things we're hearing is that folks are having to make the decision between paying for food and paying for housing. That's what it's come down to for a lot of folks. And so we've heard from people that are saying, hey, I'm gonna use up all of my savings, everything that I've held back, and I'm gonna pay my housing so we have a roof. And then I'm gonna cross my fingers that I can get to a food drop to get food. This points to a sense of urgency that is felt at the community level with groups like Brandy and ours. We see this because we're dealing with it every day. And a lot of times we're dealing with it in our own families, but that same sense of urgency doesn't seem to be at the forefront of a lot of public officials and policymakers, which this might be distant from where they're at, from what they're experiencing themselves, from the people they interact with. But I want it to be very clear, we're not just dealing with a potential rental eviction crisis, we're dealing with a foreclosure crisis, a food crisis. The partnerships that we're building now at each of the counties across the state and all these conversations we're having, these partnerships are so critical right now to get dollars out the door for CARES Act, but it's gonna be so much more important when January hits. And we don't have the CARES Act money to move, but we've got the partners and the will and the passion to be able to do this. This isn't going to go away just because CARES Act runs out in December. We're all very aware of that. I think what you're seeing is the foundation of these longer-term partnerships starting to be built that we're going to need as community members to make sure more of those folks don't slide off of the ladder, as you put it. The Hawaii County Rent and Mortgage Assistance Program has been up since August 17th. The whole purpose was to make good on, really on Mayor Kim's vision to get resources to households who've either lost income or reduced work hours due to COVID. And in particular, to get them at least $2,000 a month to help pay rent and mortgage. We can do this from March of 2020 through December 2020. The county really wants to see folks in their homes until after Christmas. There will be work to be done in January, but this heavy lift, getting out $7.25 million, has been taken on by six nonprofits, about 40 staff strong across the island, and then also to do the check, to send the check out to the landlord, to the mortgage lender, or to wire the funds. What's powerful is that this decentralized approach, where we have these six nonprofits able to take these applications, process, and pay out, with some oversight by our organization as the lead agency, has proven effective at getting $2.3 million out in the first 5 weeks. And we are now scheduled to be done and have our $7.25 million out at about a clip of about $1 million a week at this point.
Is that unusual?
I think if you compare it to other relief programs that have been funded by CARES Act, there have been a lot of hangups, struggles getting money out the door, and concerns related to, will we meet this December deadline to get the CARES Act money out? And if not, then that means the funds go back to the federal government and out of our economy, right?
What do you think allows the success that this program on the Big Islands enjoyed?
Yeah, I mean, it's a true public-private partnership. In particular, why NOI is the Hawaii County Rent and Mortgage Assistance Program took the recommendations of community leaders that served on the state legislature's COVID housing working group. After them spending the time to go through and find all the best practices and lessons learned, we took these recommendations from community and are just applying them.
Your organization, Community Lending, is a statewide organization, right? Why is it working this way and all with all the other groups you work with across the state?
I think the difference is that they haven't taken those recommendations from the subcommittee and applied them.
Yeah, Brandy, I mean, I was looking at your organization there, and you're both to avoid and then to overcome homelessness. So that's a broad spectrum there that you're dealing with. Could you describe the need on your island?
Sure. I mean, in the 10 years that Hope Services have been existing, it's really to end homelessness, to overcome, like you mentioned, homelessness. The reason why getting involved in the prevention part is we know that if not us, then who? If not all this network of organizations, the increase in homelessness will naturally occur. We know that when there was a huge disaster in our community, not just on the Big Island, but economic crisis after 9/11, we can see that how long it took to recover from that. And what we did see when there's cuts in mental health services, there's an increase in homelessness. This is totally out of the box, having to scale up so that we can be agile and responsive to the current community's needs. You know, this is typically the group that was working. They're employed, but the work is not available right now. You know, we really don't want them to get to a place where they fall into homelessness. That just makes it much more expensive, much harder to get out of.
How many homeless, actually unsheltered homeless, do you have over there?
Yeah, we serve about 1,200 a year.
And where are they geographically?
They're mostly concentrated in Hilo and Kailua Kona, but geographically it's even. I mean, you've still got clusters in Waimea Town, Ocean View, Lower and Upper Puna, so they're island-wide.
How about at the beach parks?
Yeah, the beach parks, definitely. Storefronts, county parks, Bushes, DLNR, Department of Homelands Land, the harbors, county parks, state parks, on other people's private property, squatting, or just pitching a tent on vacant property. With the CDC guidance, you know, they're actually saying to not do enforcements, because just like how you would shelter in place in a home, right? People are trying to stay in their space, in their home on the streets. For our county, they then created additional sheltering spaces. There's now additional 50 micro units in Hilo and in Kona. We're looking into modular housing as more affordable housing options in our community.
Really? Is that how many could you get? I mean, is that really a viable thing?
Sure. I think it's just one strategy is not enough. We need to be open to different types of housing that's affordable. So getting through our county codes, right? Those are all tricky things to get through.
Yeah, and I would say, you know, to piggyback off of Brandy, is that her nonprofit's movement into affordable housing development, it's not just her. You look statewide and nonprofits are taking on this challenge. It's gotten to a point where it's just, we're tired of waiting for folks. We're going to come together and try and do this ourselves. So Brandy is a great example of this in Hope Services. But you look at groups like Dynamic Solutions, they're doing the Puhonua Owayanai project. These are the folks from the Waianae Boat Harbor who have acquired land and they're moving through the development process led by themselves and led by community. And that's what we're going to need. The building of community-owned affordable housing projects where we are connected to community, connected to community engagement, and to the services that are provided so folks have support. And then on the other side of it, groups like Hawaii Community Lending are the ones who have capital. We're the ones that have money that can maybe help Brandy out here and there to find additional capital on the continent that can come in and help finance these projects. I believe that affordable housing development is going to be and should be part of our COVID economic recovery strategy.
That's Jeff Gilbreth, Director of Lending and Development, Hawaii Community Lending, and on Hawaii Island, Brandy Menino, Director of Hope Services.